2015 will not go down as one of the best years in WWE history. Truth be told, in a couple years, it'll be looked back at as a foundational year. A year that a lot of stuff happened. A lot of people were rushed to become the superstars that everyone eventually thought that they were going to be. And overall, it'll be a forgettable year. Just look at all the people that held the titles this year. Well, held the WWE World Heavyweight title. So you got Lesnar, Rollins, Reigns, Sheamus. It's a lot of world title switches for such a short period of time. And sure, other years have had just as many. But then think about it, like Daniel Bryan and John Cena and Lesnar were the only ones that held the title in 2014. 2013, there were a lot of switches with The Rock holding the title for a little while from CM Punk. But it was more about Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan switching the title back and forth. There was that main storyline that the company gleaned from that powered the entire thing. What was the main storyline that powered the WWE this year? 2015 will eventually go down as the year of the injury. You got Daniel Bryan's injury. Continued injury. You got Seth Rollins' injury. You got Antonio Cesaro's injury. You got Randy Orton's injury. You got people taking time off. The promotion just very oversaturated right now. They've got all of this TV time, and a lot of it is just simply going to waste. There's so much filler. Promo's not the same anymore. There hasn't been an angle in a really long time that a hardcore wrestling fan could honestly say they've gotten excited for. I think the last time I got excited watching the WWE was when Dolph Ziggler basically single-handedly took out the Authority at Survivor Series in 2014. Sure, Sting helped, but it was cool. Sting's return this year to fight Seth Rollins was a lot of fun too, I must admit. But he got injured. The match wasn't great. Speaking of matches that weren't great, Brock Lesnar's feud with The Undertaker was weak. And it wasn't Lesnar's fault. Undertaker's an old guy. He's not the same guy anymore. He can't get it done. It seems like the WWE is scared to push forward and use the youth that they have, and is instead relying on their myths, their legends, their tall tales. And with The Rock already included to be a part of the next WrestleMania, you can expect some familiar faces to return. Will Stone Cold get back in the ring? Will Ken Shamrock get back in the ring? Will Goldberg get back in the ring? Anything is possible at this point. Because the WWE is reaching for straws. For some reason, they don't have the faith in their youth that they should have. Or guys with a ton of talent like Dolph Ziggler are relegated to the mid-card and are looked at more as Shawn Michaels, you know, Jr., instead of being given an opportunity to really be something special by themselves. Everyone in the WWE is petrified to take a risk. John Cena came back last week on Raw. You know what would have been really cool? For him to come back and make a heel turn. For him to come back with a beard. For him to do something with that disaster of a haircut. Everyone knows you're balding, John. But no. They'd rather have him sell t-shirts and make money the way that he has consistently been doing for about 10 years. Which is fine. He's got to put food on the table. But it's not entertaining anymore. The League of Nations, not entertaining. The New Day, Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose, those are entertaining guys. They're not being used properly. There's not really that one guy on the roster that you could look at and say, this guy is being used perfectly. It's the same thing in the Divas division, it's the same thing in the Tag Team division. You bring the Dudley Boys back, they don't win the title. You have fans clamoring for Sasha Banks. why is she in a faction with Naomi Knight and Tamina Snuka, who are going absolutely nowhere? Why doesn't Paige get more promo time? Why is Ric Flair riding the coattails of his daughter? Why do we want to see Ric? No one wants to see Ric Flair on TV anymore. And I'm probably the biggest Ric Flair fan of all time, and I don't want to see him on TV anymore. Not like that. Why can't the torch be passed? Why can't someone jump up and grab that brass ring? Does anybody even want to? Why are we still watching this show if it's not challenging us? If it's not getting us to think more about it? If it's not getting us to talk about it with each other? Why are we all just trolling and bitching and moaning? Answer. Because we haven't been given a reason not to. So in 2016, that's my message to the WWE. That's my goal for this promotion. Give us a reason to say something nice. Give us a reason to enjoy watching this show again. The pieces are there. Use them. Develop them. Do something. No more filler. All killer.